Welcome to No Longer Hopeless. I'm your host, Lane Mercer, co-founder of L&L Ministries. This podcast is a place where you can come to get encouragement and hope restored. We showcase that there's always hope to be found for the right here and right now in the Lord. Let's get started, shall we? Hey there. Hope you're doing okay. Hope things are going all right for you. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to No Longer Hopeless podcast. If you're not doing okay, things are not going all right, things are not going the way you thought they should be by this time of year, I'm also really glad that you tuned into No Longer Hopeless podcast. I'm glad to have you here. Either way, we can all need and use hope. And so I'm glad you're here, good or bad, I'm glad. Hey, I do want to make a slight correction. Well, it's not a slight, it is a correction. Last week, our last episode, I told you that it was Cap Radio that was going to be stopping their podcast platform, and that is inaccurate. It's actually Radio Public. I said it completely wrong. Radio Public is going to be stopping their podcast platform. So if you're listening to us through Radio Public, please find another podcast platform, pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. Amazon, Google, Apple, Spotify, and so forth. Cap Radio is still going on, so I'm sorry that I misspoke, but it is Radio Public in the next 3 to 4 weeks or something like that. So I just wanted to get that correction out there so we're all on the same page. So I wanted to share with you today, there's a book out of my personal library that I've love, and it's pretty much, it's from an author that I just really love very much. He's definitely in my top three, top four authors. I pretty much have read anything that he's written, listened to pretty much any sermon he's ever spoken. I've read a lot of sermons. If you have not, I encourage you to get this person into your life, into your repertoire, if you will, your quiver, your bookshelf, whatever you want to call it. His name is Leonard Ravenhill. No longer alive, but his works still live on thanks to the beauty of technology and the internet. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Leonard Ravenhill. I'm going to talk about one of the books that I have on my shelf from him, and I'm going to link it in the show notes. It's called Revival Praying. Powerful book. A lot of great insight. And so anyway, just a quick little, like, just who is Leonard Ravenhill? Here's his little bio on the back of the book for you. Leonard Ravenhill was born in 1907 in England. He became one of England's foremost evangelists, preaching with vigor and power. He immigrated with his family to the United States in midlife, where he continued his ministry. The author of several books, including Why Revival Tarries, and Revival God's Way, Ravenhill went home to be with the Lord in 1994. That's a very, very short biography about this mighty, mighty man of God. But I encourage you, if you do not know who he is, learn who he is. If you know who he is, then revisit his works because you will be absolutely impacted, I guarantee you. I want to read the back of the book that I'm going to be highlighting to you just to give you an idea. It says this, a challenge to all who long to for a spiritual awakening in their nation. One of the 20th century's greatest authorities on revival, Leonard Ravenhill exhorts believers to pray if they want to see a revival, calling prayer, faith, and action the most essential element in starting revival. He urges Christians to become people of prayer. This fast-paced book, filled with illustrations of biblical and more recent examples of effective praying, presents a model for those who would devote themselves to prayer. His message is as critical today as when it was first published more than 40 years ago. It's called Revival Praying. Fantastic book. Pretty much anything he does. And I'll tell you, fair warning, it hits you pretty hard because some of the truth he speaks is really good stuff, needs to be heard. It's not said all that often. Now I'm going to read you, like I've done before in some other books that I've reviewed. This is just in the middle of one of his chapters. The chapter itself is called Revival, What Saith Scripture? And it is pretty deep into the book. I'm just going to read you a small section. This is page 113, 14, and 15. So just a little bit of there I'm going to read to you. And where we jump in, he is discussing in the Bible, it talks about in Joel, book of Joel, chapter 2, verses, the one that we all talk about very much is the my people returned to me in my days. Oh, Joel 2:28 and 29. But he's talking about a little bit before that in verses, starting in verse 12 and 13. So I want to start there, and I will read that to you, and I'll let you kind of just pick up. But again, cannot stress it enough. I encourage you to get this book. Excuse me. Encourage you to get this book. Incorporate this into your life. But anyway, it's impressive. It's powerful. I love Leonard Ravenhill's material. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to pick up and just read a little bit of this book to you. Our next instruction is a repeated one. Turn unto the Lord, your God, out of verse 13. They were admonished to turn to the Lord. So somewhere they turned away from him. Why and where did they get moving in their own strength? When David the king grieved the spirit, he was aware of it. But Samson wist not that the Lord had departed from him. Are we like David, aware when we grieve the spirit? When did we begin to trust in the flesh, consciously or unconsciously? Rent hearts are not easily found amongst us these days. To most of us, fasting is out, tears are frowned upon, and mourning is associated with melancholy. How wise we are. But you will notice, and maybe notice it with pain, we have no revival. We are wondering why God does not move. He's wondering why we do not break. We have his exceedingly great and precious promises and wonder why he does not oblige. He wonders why we do not obey. We wish he would bend low. He wishes we would break down. The exhortation then is to turn unto the Lord. Somewhere we have turned from him. We began in the spirit, but have ended up in the flesh. Therefore, we must turn to him for forgiveness and cleansing from sin. When we grieve him, he turns his face from us. So the psalmist earnestly entreats us, cause thy face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. We must turn to God to receive compassion. Without him, we have none. For the multitudes, we must turn to him for power to pray. We must turn to him for endurance to fast. We must turn to him for vision. We must turn to him for endurance to overcome principalities and powers. The future exhortation is shown. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast. Notice here's that fasting again. It says, call a solemn assembly, verse 15. This is not a one-man effort. As 120 tarried at Pentecost, the Spirit descended because they were obedient. We today could at least try obedience. In our praying for revival, there must be a single purpose, a single eye to his glory. Look now at the God-given demand in Joel for an all-out effort in God's holy cause. 1, blow the trumpet in Zion. 2, sanctify a fast. 3, call a solemn assembly. 4, gather the people. 5, sanctify the congregation. 6, assemble the elders. 7, gather the children. 8, let the bridegroom go forth from his chamber and the bride out of her closet. 9, let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep. 10, let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. These might be called the Ten Commandments for revival. Observed by themselves, they are worthless, and the book of Joel is meaningless. But kept with holy fear and a passionate desire to see a divine visitation, these commands are the key to revival. And then it goes on from there. And as you can tell, I mean, just that little section, so good, so powerful. It makes you want to go back and look at Joel chapter 2 just all over again, see it with fresh eyes. I cannot say enough. I love Leonard Ravenhill. I think he's a very anointed man of God, very powerful. He's got powerful books. I encourage you. Get to know Leonard Ravenhill. It's going to be a great breath of hope and a breath of encouragement to you. He's always, and even now, he's such an inspiration to me, such a motivation. And I wanted to share that with you. So this is out of my personal library. This is called Revival Praying by Leonard Ravenhill. And it is a subtitled, An Urgent and Powerful Message for the Family of Christ. I will link the book in the show notes. I hope that you get a chance to check it out and check out other works by him. Hey, I'm really glad that you're following along on this journey, on this podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. If anything you heard today stirred in you, if you liked it, if you found hope, if you found encouragement, then I encourage you, tell others, let other people hear the podcast No Longer Hopeless. If you can like, share, comment, subscribe, however that works for you, it really helps with our algorithms and getting the word out. I'll get the word out to you for being no longer hopeless. I need you to get the word out to others for being no longer hopeless. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Let's see what happens next week. That wraps up this episode of No Longer Hopeless. If you found this to be an encouragement to you, then please subscribe so not to miss out when another goes out. If you can think of anyone who might benefit from this podcast, then I ask that you please share it. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on Facebook by searching for LNL Ministries, or you can email us at nolongerhopelesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. And remember, as long as you have breath within you, then you can still have the chance to be no longer hopeless.